This is Marcy, and I'm here today with Balloon Ride Fantasy. Balloon Ride Fantasy, hailing from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, is a six-piece indie electropop fantasy rock band. They just honored our college campus by playing a show for us, and let me just say, they did fabulous. So how did you guys feel performing at Lafayette this evening?
It was an honor for us, I think, to play here.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was a fun experience, I think.
Yeah, beautiful day. It didn't rain, nice, which is great.
It's a really beautiful campus, too.
Thank you. Oh, it was a pleasure to have you guys.
Well, thank you.
So, let's start from the beginning. How did you guys all meet?
Me, Chris. I met Phil.
Me, Phil.
This guy right here. If you guys can see him, he's right here. Me and Phil met a while ago, probably like 9-10 years ago, something like that. And we were in a band, like a kind of like progressive rock band together for a while.
Yeah.
And then that ended up breaking up, and then we just formed another band.
I started
this band.
Songs, and then
We both played guitar, like solely guitar, and then I started singing, and then he started playing keyboard and stuff, so then he started sending me all these songs, and then we just kind of wrote a bunch of cool songs together, and then we just formed the rest of the band.
How did that form, though? How did you guys all meet?
It's all a mystery.
This is Jordan, the keyboard player. I've known Chris for like 10 years, and when he played me, you know, their music, it was a ton of keyboards, and I knew Chris didn't really play keyboards, so he was asking me to play.
I kind of planned on Jordan. Me and Phil planned it, and then I was like, well, we're going to try and get Jordan, because Jordan said he'd be interested, because we played in a band together before and stuff.
Yeah, and it was really good music, and I was more than happy to join the band.
So. Yeah, and then Bethany, the girl in our band, obviously, she came to audition for our old band a long time ago, which is weird. And then we ended up hooking back up with her, and Phil's like, they're like dating together, so
we're dating together.
I've been courting Bethany.
Yeah, and Brad, I think, answered an ad.
Craigslist special.
Wow, so Craigslist actually works.
It does work magic.
Welcome. Oh yeah. Well, I mean, we got Brad, so I guess. But that's how we got. Did we get you through Craigslist?
I just showed up at the door.
Brian just showed up. He had like a
like under a bridge.
He had a stick with like a bag on it, and we were like, "Come on in, buddy. You're with
us." They taught me to play.
How did they find you?
Craigslist as well.
We had it.
I'm not embarrassed about it.
It was Tinder. Found him on Tinder.
I think it was Grindr for me.
I almost left swiped it, but I was like, "Nah, I don't know which way to swipe. Is it left?
Swipe up.
How do you know? You've been."
He's in trouble.
How dare you?
Yeah, does he know?
That's Grindr, I think. Isn't that what it is? Yeah. That you swipe up?
Yeah.
Oh,
no. Oh
boy.
Anyway.
Sorry. Okay, so who does the songwriting? Is it a team effort?
Mostly me and Phil.
Yeah.
And but everybody kind of adds their little like flares to things. We just do a basic song, and then they kind of add their, you know. I write the lyrics, and he writes most of the music, and it's like, you know, we kind of.
Hopefully this winter it's going to be more collaborative.
Yeah, I'm trying different ways of writing.
Changing up.
Yeah.
So tell us about your song 010010. What's the backstory, and did you write it?
Yeah. Well, I wrote all the lyrics and stuff like that.
So where did you get the inspiration for that song?
Honestly, I don't remember. I think it was just thinking. What happens is he sends me these songs. Phil sends me songs, and they just have these ridiculous like song titles and stuff. And then I just kind of go off like that. So if he sends me a song with like a bad song title, it doesn't inspire me. I just don't write anything to it.
That one was called Gravy Robbers.
Yeah, that was called Gravy Robbers. I don't know how that.
How did you get that name?
Gravy Robbers?
Yeah.
Oh, it was from
Tim and Eric, I think.
Tim and Eric episode.
Yeah. What's this song Tim has nothing Eric? To do with it.
They're like a comedy duo. They do stuff on like Adult Swim.
Okay.
Absurd.
Yeah.
So you just. The inspiration of the song is not from them, though, is it?
No, that was a bad example for what I was trying to explain. But no, that song, I don't know what, it had just a real dancey feel, so I kind of wanted to have like a robotic kind of thing to it, and then it's basically about, without going into too much nerdy detail, it's about like robots and robotic suits, like, I don't know, it's hard to explain.
Robot art, maybe. The video. I don't know if the video does what.
Yeah, we have a music video for that. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's my favorite song by you guys.
Oh, thank you. That's one of my favorites, too, actually.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So you're currently on a Labor Day tour, which is awesome. Do you have any specific venue that you're most excited about playing?
Lafayette.
I mean, yeah, all the venues we're excited about. Yeah, I mean, it's just exciting to be playing for new audiences in different cities. And
new audience.
But yeah, I think we're all excited about New York. Phil has actually never been to New York City, so he's excited too for that reason.
I can't wait to see all the buildings. Pizza.
Oh, yeah. The pizza.
Pizza.
Brooklyn. Go to Brooklyn for pizza.
Right. Yeah.
I actually got robbed in New York the first time I was there. I tell you.
Yeah, no. I did too.
Really?
Yeah, but we were trying to buy fake IDs.
That's exactly what we were trying. I swear to God, we followed some dude. Yeah. Like underneath.
He took us
to
different ATMs.
Oh, really? No, he took us like under this bridge. No. And then I was like, this doesn't seem right. Yeah. And he just like took. He's like, all right, take off all your jewelry and give me your money. And I was like 17. I was like, okay.
Oh my.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. Same thing happened to me.
He told us to take all of our clothes off too. No, I'm just kidding. That happened to you too?
No, it didn't happen to me.
Okay, so, well.
Yeah, we're 2 for 3
at least.
New York. It's definitely a good destination for a show. And the bands we're playing with are really cool. We're playing with Like Herding Cats, Mustard Mind, and Luca Madison. And tomorrow night at the Grape Room in Philadelphia, we have some friends there, and we're really excited to see them too.
Yeah.
Cool. So do you guys have any cool pre-show routines or unique ones? What do you guys do before a show to get ready?
Pretty much just freak out and like yell at each other. Where's that?
I have to be alone.
Phil masturbates like 6 times before each show. I'm sorry, is this...
In the car?
Oh, yeah.
In the van.
Right in front of us. It's so weird. We just let him do it. We just let him do it. We just, you know, it's worth it.
We did have remember we had to put our hands in. But we all say something different, random.
We don't touch. We don't like touching.
I mean, we obviously warm up our voices on show days because that's really important.
Drink a lot of water.
Drink a lot of water.
I'm through the set, like.
Yeah, I don't think we all like work and stuff, so it's like we pretty much just get home from work and just like rush over to the show. So there's not really like we're not like sitting at home waiting like. Playing Xboxes and, you know, like famous people.
I eat whatever famous people do. Nuts and berries. Yeah. Usually I eat nuts and berries if that's what you're looking for.
Okay. That's healthy. That's
interesting. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, definitely sometimes. Healthy helps.
I did eat nuts and berries. I did, though. Serious. Today I did.
He did.
So what's your favorite part about performing live?
Meeting people
Jordan's
like
lights.
You.
Yeah, we do a light show. Where it's we play our instruments and we control the lights with our instruments based on the notes we play, and it's pretty cool. Right now it's just me and Brad, the bass player, hooked up to it. Pretty soon we're gonna get Brian involved with his drums set. He has an acoustic electric set, so when he hits his kick, it'll shoot off a light. It'll be really rad.
Like timed up totally the music. It looks cool. We did it today here, but you couldn't really tell. Yeah, I mean, in a dark room, it looks so cool going with the music, and like when the bass hits, his little light lights up and then it shines on everybody and stuff. It's pretty cool. It's going to be better, but we're really excited about that.
Yeah, I saw it. It was cool. I can see what you mean by if it's darker, it'd be
it's more, you know, but. Definitely.
And so who are your biggest influences in music?
Bach. Okay. Well, I mean, I like him.
Phil Collins.
Who knew?
I think Chris and Phil are both influenced by like Hall & Oates.
Yeah, which we played today.
Yeah, I mean, 80s music in general.
Nowadays,
more
everything influences me a little bit, but like growing up, I think it was like Michael Jackson. And
Michael Jackson's good.
Prince.
Yeah, Prince definitely.
Prince is so good.
There's a lot of. I mean,
and then it just progresses each time period, like. York, and then depends on how old.
Yeah. Smashing Pumpkins. You guys know who Smashing Pumpkins are?
I think I've heard of them. I have not. I can't put the two together.
They're good. You should put them together.
Is that
really
serious?
Good.
Are you being serious?
Are you being serious, Chris?
What? Did I listen to Smashing Pumpkins?
Oh, listen. Okay, I thought you're not influenced too much.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
I thought you hated music.
I mean, influences come from all over the place.
Oh, he doesn't like music.
I don't like music now. I haven't bought a CD in... I haven't even downloaded a CD in like, I don't know, probably like 4 years is the last time I listened. I just listen to my own thoughts. That's it.
Scary.
Well, it was a pleasure having you guys. Thank you so much for taking the time to come perform and interview with us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you so much.